Hello, everyone, and welcome to 2025-2026 basketball season. And it's on the road and started here for the Valley Falls Lady Dragons on the way. They got for their first game of the season yesterday against Troy, a loss of 54-24. So looking to bounce back after that first game. But also here under first-year head coach of the girls' varsity program, Chan Van Houten, of course, spending a couple years there tenuring at Oskaloosa as an assistant football and baseball coach, including the Legion years spent there as well. So, again, coming in here, first time as a varsity girls head coach. Your first game is already under your belt. You know, the start of the season, getting kind of hired here a couple of weeks before the year began here for your team. You know, what are the expectations as this year sets in for you as a first year head coach? But just on top of that, what was that first game like for you last Tuesday?
It went good. We had a lot of installs that we did for the 2 weeks of practice we had. The girls had to take in a whole new system, and they did a great job, which in turn, we lost a little bit of focus on some of the defense aspects that we needed to work on. But now that we've got that, and I think it's getting closer to flowing more smoothly, I think we'll be able to start focusing on some of the smaller areas that we've kind of overlooked for the last 2 weeks.
Well, again, I know it's a defeat, but you have the chance to bounce back this Friday against Jefferson West. You got a lot of great players on your team. I know it's a very young team. You only have one senior leader on the roster in Gracie Connor, but you look at the rest of your girls, the upperclassmen, particularly in Callie DeLong, who's a junior, who returns from an incredible sophomore campaign last season, averaging 10 points a game. She hit her 10 points in the first game of the season against the Troy Trojans, including five steals. What's a player like her going to do on the court for you to elevate the rest of the lineup? Of course, also the rest of these upperclassmen, including the lone senior.
Callie is a very good team leader. She does a great job of running our offense for us. She is a quiet leader, but she keeps everything in line for us when she's on the floor.
And then you key on, you know, the rest of that lineup, those upperclassmen. I just kind of made a nod there to Gracie Connor. I mean, what is the upperclassmen got to do here to elevate the rest of the play, those younger players, some of the sophomores and freshmen that may step up in this season? What do the seniors and the juniors have to do to kind of show that leadership?
They really need to push their teammates in practice. That's where we might be lacking a little. We need to push each other a little harder and get more game-like reps while we're in practice. Will be a big benefit. And Gracie, being my team leader, she has done a good job of pushing for that, and I think we're getting better at it every day.
And again, you're no strange face when it comes to the Northeast Kansas League. You know how difficult it's been kind of more on the baseball and the football side of things, but you know, now you enter the basketball side with the girls varsity team. What's the Northeast Kansas League going to be like this year for your team? Obviously, you've already faced your first Northeast Kansas NAKL opponent against Troy. Your next one, that'll be against your team that you actually came from coaching, Oskaloosa, you know, next Tuesday. So are you kind of excited to go back and take on the Bears? And then also, again, talk about the NAKL and what kind of year it's going to be like for your team against those familiar faces?
Yes, the NEKL has always been a tough league. And going back to Faith Oskaloosa is a little bit of nerves, but I'm excited to get back to Oskie and play at Oskie where I went to school, graduated, and played, and be back in the gym.
And one last thing here, of course, your upcoming game against Jefferson West on Friday. What's that matchup going to be like, and what's the game plan going into that game?
I've watched a lot of film. It's going to be a tough game. It'll be a lot like the Troy game. They have several really good athletes that we'll have to contend with, but I have confidence our girls will bounce back after this week's loss.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate your time as always. These locker room chats off and going. Of course, we have them airing at the same time every Thursday. So, again, Coach, appreciate your time here. And, again, good luck this Friday looking for a bounce back against Jefferson West.
Thank you, and we appreciate everything you do for our girls and boys at Valley.
That was the Valley Falls Lady Dragons basketball coach, Chad Van Houten, again, chasing a bounce back game this Friday against Jefferson West. The Tigers, again, this Valley Falls locker room chat has been brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Upcoming here, we will talk to Caleb Gatzmeier from the boys team.